and joyful and victorious Easter. Amen. Welcome to the house of God. He is risen.
欢迎来到主的圣殿，他复活升天了。
Okay, today let us read the word of God, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. First English, read together, but please read carefully and prayerfully. First English together, after that Chinese together. Okay. Let us read together from verse 1 to 8. Ready, go. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living. Though some have fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and the last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. No, verse 9, do you know what is verse 9? We read together up to verse 8. Do you know what is verse 9? Verse 9 is Jesus is appearing continually on and on to you and me. This is verse 9.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起用中文来一起朗读《哥林多前书》15章的1到8节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。 我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看， 再显给众使徒看，末了，再也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。那大家知道这个1到8章之后第9章说的什么吗？他说的是耶稣基督的复活之后，然后不停地与我们同在，对我们显现。Amen.
Jesus Christ has risen. How about to you? He is also risen to you.
耶稣基督复活升天了，这对你来说意味着什么呢？他真的复活升天了吗？
Jesus died for our sins and rose for our salvation, lives now and forever in his risen same body, and will come again in his same body.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，然后他又为拯救我们而复活升天了。
然后他现在直到永远都会以他复活的身体活存在着，然后会再一次以这个身体重新的降临。Revelation 1:7 says, Behold, he is coming soon with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him.
在启示录一章七节说到，看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的。阿们。
What a Savior, what a Lord, what a King, what a God.
多么伟大的救赎者，多么伟大的拯救者呀，他是多么奇妙的一位王，一位神啊。
Verse 1 says,I want to remind you of the gospel. So, as verse 1 says, as I want to remind you of the gospel, so now here, I want to remind you of the gospel now again.
在今天的经文第一节中说，我要告诉你们这福音，正如第一节所说的，我要告诉你们这样的福音，所以今天我要向你们传讲这个福音。
Verse 2 says,By this gospel, we are saved.
第二节说，因为这个福音，你们得到了拯救。
Verse 3 and 4 says, The message of the gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Verse 4 says, He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
在第三和第四节中说，这个福音的信息是耶稣基督 为我们的罪而死了，根据照圣经所说，第四节里面说他被埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
According to the scriptures, according two times, according to the scriptures, according to the scriptures, you know, in the whole Bible, this phrase, according to the scriptures, appears on here, two times.
照圣经所说，照圣经所说，这个句子在整部圣经里只在这里出现了两次，只有在这里。
What does according to the scriptures mean?
照圣经所说是什么意思呢？
You may think, oh, according to the scriptures means as it was prophesied in the Old Testament, it was done, fulfilled in the New Testament.
你也许认为照圣经所说这句话的意思是在旧约里的预言在新约里成就了。
That is right, that is not wrong.
这样想并没有错。
But according to the scriptures means more than that.
但是照圣经所说这句话的意义远不止这些。
According to the scriptures means this is the whole story.Of the Bible.
照圣经所说的意思是，这句话是整个圣经的这个故事。
That is Jesus' death for our sins and His resurrection for our salvation is the theme, the whole story of the Bible.
照圣经所说的意思是，这句话是指耶稣基督的为我们的罪而死，以及他为拯救我们复活，是整部圣经的主题。
So the key message of the Bible is that Jesus died for our sins and rose again from the dead for our salvation, justification.
主要的信息就是，福音是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，然后他又从死里复活，为了拯救我们复活了。
Let me summarize the whole Bible now.
让我来总结这整部的圣经。
The Old Testament is the prophets.Of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
旧约圣经是对耶稣基督的死和他的复活的预言。
The first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the literal fulfillment of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在新约的前四章福音书里面，马太、马可、路加和约翰福音是对耶稣基督的死和他的复活字面上的完成。
That's why these four books are called gospel books.
这就是为什么这四卷称为福音书。
The X is the historical fruit of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is church.
在使徒行传里这一卷里面是。指的是耶稣基督的死和复活的历史的果实，就是教会。
That's why church is called the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church.
这就是为什么耶稣基督是教会是耶稣基督的身体，而耶稣基督是教会的头。
The period between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his second advent is called the era period of the mission of the church.
在耶稣基督的复活直到他再来的这段时间被叫做教会完成任务的纪元。
The epistles, letters are explanation of the meanings and blessings of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
书信卷是对耶稣基督的死和他的复活的意义和祝福的解释。
And last book of the Bible, Revelation, is the same Jesus Christ who died and rose and lives forever.Will come in the same body as judge, as God, and destroy all who are against him and establish his perfect and eternal kingdom.
在最后一卷里面，启示录，正如耶稣基督他的死和他的复活一样，他会永远的活着，然后会再一次的以审判者和神的身份再降临。然后毁灭所有悖逆他的人，建立他永恒而完美的国度。
The crucifixion, death, crucifixion and resurrection go together all the time inseparably.
耶稣基督的十架和他的复活是相互依存、不可分割的。
Without cross, without death, no resurrection.
没有耶稣基督的十架，没有他的死，就没有他的复活。
Without resurrection,His death is a failure.
如果没有他的复活，那么他的死就是没有意义的。
Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says, He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
在罗马书四章二十五节，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Continually, Bible says,God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his death, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through his life resurrection? Again, if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to God through his death, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be savedThrough his resurrection.
然后圣经里又说，在罗马书的五章八到十节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, Therefore, Jesus Christ is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Why? Because he always lives to intercede for you and me.
希伯来书七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Also, Bible says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书三章十到十一节说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
From verse 5 to 8, we can see there are continual appearances of the risen Lord.
在今天的经文五到八节里面有说，不停的有说，耶稣基督他的升天以及他的显现。
This is the argument from testimony.
这个的论据是来自见证。
Do you have testimony?
你们有过见证吗？
You know, three things are necessary to make a testimony trustworthy.
要做一个可靠的见证，需要有三大要素。
First, the witnesses must be able, competent, first-hand witnesses.
首先，见证人必须是完全的第一手的见证人。
Secondly, witnesses must be enough, sufficient in number.
第二点就是见证人的数量，人数必须是足够的。
Thirdly, they must have a good reputation.
第三点就是这些见证人必须有很好的声望。
Then the apostles, the disciples, qualify in all these respects.
耶稣基督的使徒们符合着所有的标准。
They continually, repeatedly refer to the fact that they were eyewitnesses.
他们不断地重复提及到他们是亲眼见证的人这一事实。
That is, they did not base their teaching on the reports of others.
也就是说，他们并不是基于别人写的记录来说的。
Again, the scriptures confirm that there were more than 500 brothers who saw the risen Lord.
并且有很多的经文证实了，有不止500个人看见了升天的耶稣基督。
The Old Testament requires only 2 or 3 witnesses to establish a case.
在旧约里面，只需要2到3个人就可以，证实一件事情的存在。
How about as to the character of the witnesses?
而对于见证人的品格。
It is sufficient to say that neither the scriptures nor any honorable opponents has ever attacked or assailed them on ethical grounds.
我们可以完全的说，既没有经文，也没有值得尊敬的对手质问过他，基于道德的层面来质问过这些见证人。
The apostles could not have had any ulterior motive for proclaiming so stupendous.Marvelous effect.
耶稣基督的使徒们完全没有可能有任何的居心叵测的动机来宣告这样一个惊人的事实。
You know, the disciples, 12 disciples, they followed Jesus Christ more than three years, and learned from Jesus as his disciples.
他们作为耶稣基督的门徒，跟随着耶稣基督3年以上，并且向他学习。
They saw many miracles, wonders Jesus performed, but when Jesus died on the cross, all of them deserted, ran away from Jesus with fear, unbelief, despair.
他们看到了耶稣基督行的很多的神迹，但是当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他们带着质疑、恐惧、悲切和绝望抛弃了耶稣基督。
But they were totally, completely changed 180 degree. They changed.
但是他们又100%的改变了。
What changed them?Like this, totally, completely, 180 degree.
是什么让他们能够这样完全的改变呢？
They proclaimed Christ's resurrection for the risk of their lives.
他们冒着生命的危险来宣告耶稣基督的复活。
For the risk of their lives means 목숨걸고。
冒着生命的危险指的是他们有可能会被人杀死。
The disbelieving disciples believed when they saw the risen Lord and became indefatigable heralds of the resurrection.
当他们看到复活升天的耶稣基督，这些原来不相信的门徒们变得相信，然后变成了耶稣基督复活这一信息的不屈不挠的传达者。
The events on the resurrection morning and during the 40 days immediately thereafter seem to have taken place in the following order.
在耶稣基督复活的那个早晨以及之后四十天立即发生的事件中，事件似乎是按照这个顺序来发生的。
Early that morning, three women came to the tomb and saw the angels.
在当天清晨，有三个女人到了耶稣基督的坟墓，然后看到了天使。
They separated at the tomb.
他们将坟墓分开。
And Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene going to tell to Peter and John.
抹大拉的玛利亚去告诉约翰和彼得。
The other two women going to tell the other disciples who are maybe at Bethany.
然后另外两个女人就去告诉其他的门徒，他们有可能在伯大尼。
Then Peter and John ran to the tomb, but returned to their original place without seeing the Lord.
但是约翰和彼得跑去耶稣基督的坟墓，然后并没有看到上帝，然后就回来了。
Following this, in the Bible, we have at least 12 appearances of Jesus Christ, apparently in this order.
在这以后，至少耶稣基督至少有十二次的显现，是明显是按照这样的顺序的。
First, Jesus appeared to, do you know, first person to whom Jesus appeared? Mary Magdalene. Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus appeared to Mary, who came to the tomb after Peter and John had already left it.
第一次的显现是对抹大拉的玛利亚，她在彼得和约翰离开耶稣基督的坟墓之后，到了耶稣基督的坟墓。
Second, Jesus appeared to the other women on the way, on the street.
第二次显现是在对路上的女人们显现。
Third, the risen Lord Jesus appeared the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
第三次显现是对去以马忤斯的门徒们显现。
Fourth, Jesus appeared to Peter personally, individually.
第四次显现是对西门彼得。
Fifth, Jesus appeared to the 10 disciples without Peter and Thomas.
第五次显现是
without Judas Iscariot and Thomas.
第五次显现是对除了彼得和之外的十个门徒显现，使徒显现。
Sixth, Jesus appeared to 11 disciples, including Thomas.
第六次的显现是对十一个门徒们显现。
Seventh, Jesus appeared to the apostles at the Sea of Tiberias.
第七次显现是对，在提比利亚海的门使徒们显现。
Eighth, Jesus appeared to the also apostles on the Mount of Galilee.
第八次的显现是对在加利利的山上的使徒们显现。
Ninth, Jesus appeared to more than 500 brothers at the same time.
第九次是耶稣基督对超过了500名的弟兄们同时的显现。
Tenth, Jesus appeared to James, his half brother.
第十次的显现是对他的弟兄雅各显现。
Eleventh, Jesus appeared to disciples, apostles, on the Mount of Ascension.
耶稣基督也在他升天的山顶上对他的门徒们显现。
Twelve, Jesus appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus.
第十二次的显现是对保罗的显现。
Please remember Jesus' appearance is going on and on and on, now and here, continually, 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 without stop, on and on and on and on.
请大家记住，耶稣基督的显现是永远不会停止的，是永不止息的。
Still today, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, continues to appear on and on and on and on and next, until next day, on and on. He, because he promised, surely I am with you always at the same time, all the time, to the very end of the age.
直到今天，耶稣基督还是不断地为我们显现。他很肯定地承诺过，他会永远与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Question to you and me personally. Do you recognize Jesus' appearance to you through his living word and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
在这里有一个问题想问大家，你们是否通过圣灵的话语能够感受到，能够看到耶稣基督的显现呢？
Has the gospel arrived in your heart?
耶稣基督的福音到你的心里了吗？
If so, how?
如果到你的心里了，是怎么到你的心里的呢？
You know, through with the gospel preached to you by somebody.
通过别人向你传讲的福音。
That's why.In this text we read already, verse 1 says, I preach to you. Verse 2 says again, I preach to you. Verse 3 says again, what I received means the gospel was preached to me by somebody, and I passed on to you. I preach to you what was preached to me.
正如今天的经文第一节说，我传讲给你这个福音，第二节也说了我传讲给你，第三节说我接收到的这些福音就是别人传讲给我的，然后我传给你，然后 我传讲给你别人传讲给我的福音。
Gospel is a news.
福音是一个信息。
News is a news when it is made known.
信息就是一个要被人知道的消息。
Gospel is like a river.
耶稣基督的福音就像是一条河流。
A river must run and run and run and run and to remain river.
一条河流必须川流不息的来保持它的属性。
If river stops running, no more river.
如果一条河流停止了奔腾，那么它就不再是一条河流。
Can you check yourself if the gospel preached to you, if the gospel passed on to you?
你能看一看耶稣基督的福音是否宣讲给了你呢？他是否传到你的身上了呢？
If preached to you and passed to you,This gospel will continue to be preached by you. If the gospel passed on to you, that same gospel will continue to be passed by you.
如果他的福音被宣扬给了你，那么你就会继续的宣扬这个福音。如果他的福音传到你的身上，那么你也会继续的传给别人。
As of first importance,
第一重要的是
verse 3 in the middle, what I received I passed on to you as of first importance.
在第三节，今天的经文第三节当中有说，第一重要的是
Shall say together, first importance.
让我们一起来说，让我们一起来说，第一重要的是
In Korean, 한국말로말하겠습니다 In Korean, number one. Gospel message will be preached and passed on and on and on and on and continually without stop until Jesus comes again.
福音的消息会不停地被宣扬、被传递，直到耶稣基督再来为止。
Nobody can stop it.
没有人能够阻止他。
Nothing can stop it.
没有任何的事物能够阻碍他。
God bless you so that you may be involved, engaged in the proclamation and deliverance of this wonderful gospel news, the good news of great joy for all the people at the same time, forever and ever.
上帝祝福你，所以你能够参与加入到他的福音的宣扬和救恩当中的计划中来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督啊，
what a Savior,
你是怎样一位
what a Lord,
的拯救者啊，你是怎样一位主啊，
what a King,
你是怎样奇妙的一位王啊，
God,
怎样的一位神啊。
Jesus says,
耶稣基督说，
I am the resurrection,
我是
and the life,、
我是生命的救赎。
Whoever believes in me will live forever, ever.
相信我的人将会能够永远的活着。
All glory, all honor,All victory
belong
to our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. This is our confession and prayer in Jesus' name. Let us give big hands to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. God bless you.